Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to...
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to Bench Warmers up here in Ankeny on Ankeny Boulevard. My name's Chris Williams, joined now by Brent Bloom. I'm on time this week, buddy.
You learned your lesson.
What do you mean I learned my lesson?
Well, you were late last week.
I was late because
of... He wants a Red Bull.
Do you want a Red Bull? Sugar-free, please. I was late because of Joe Biden. He messed up my life last week.
No vice presidents in town this week.
No vice presidents in town, so I'm here on time. Big show tonight, of course, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. We've got Cornell Mann, Iowa State assistant coach, hopping on the Hy-Vee hotline
right on
at 6:10 to talk about Iowa State's big win over Oklahoma State last night. Then at 6:35, Billy Finley will join us on the Hy-Vee hotline. Talk about a huge, shocking win for the Iowa State women, I thought, on Tuesday night?
After dropping 5 of 6 to beat the second-place Oklahoma team, that was a nice win on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And then Rob Gray, senior writer, grizzled veteran journalist of CycloneFanatic.com, will join us as well, live from here at Benchwarmers. What did you think of last night?
Great win.
Did you hear Ross and I talking about it earlier?
A little bit.
On KXNO Fanatics, yeah.
A little bit.
That was, give me your take, and we can have the conversation.
I had a guy walk into my office at work today and say, I obviously didn't look very good.
What?
I was like, wait a second. They scored 70 points. That was a great win, though. That is not easy to do what they did. The effort was there all game. Some shots weren't going in. That is going to happen. You're down, though, 4 points with 2 minutes on the road against a ranked team. Your percentages to win, not very high.
Well, especially when Niang goes out with 4.
Absolutely. And Iowa State, they score on the final 4 possessions. They get 3 stops in a row.
Yep.
And that's what last year's team did. When push came to shove at the end of a game, they always found a way. This team kind of lacked that. They hadn't really earned a game yet in that type of fashion. But they got it done last night, and that is why I'm feeling really good about the arc this team is taking, because we know they can score. They've shown some defensive prowess at times, and last night they finally showed some toughness.
I tweeted after the game a couple things. One, I feel like this team has found its groove.
I'm with you.
It seems, you know, spacing was off there for a while. They just didn't seem real organized for a Hoiberg team on the offensive end. You're not seeing that anymore, and I think that it has everything to do with guys just buying into their roles. McKay's numbers speak for themselves, since he's entered the starting lineup. And I want to give a tip of my hat to Bryce DeJean Jones.
Absolutely.
Because he has bought into that role as the sixth man. That's a scary sixth man, Brent Bloom, some of the things that he can do. And you saw him kind of puffing his chest a little bit last night in that role, for the first time. I think he was really embracing it, and this is a good time. This is vintage Fred Hoiberg. It's vintage Fred Hoiberg, what we've seen for 5 years in a row. They're playing their best basketball as March is approaching.
And you're right. The rotation finally feels set. There were still some question marks. Well, McKay was coming off the bench. We knew he probably was one of the 5 best players, yet he wasn't in there yet. And here's Bryce buying in for now. Now, I think he's going to be a critical part of this team going forward. There's going to be a game, Chris, in the Big 12 tournament or the NCAA tournament where he needs to score, 12 to 18 points, and he's going to have to buy in and make some shots. But I like him. I like him in that role as the energizer guy coming off the bench. He can shoot a little bit more when he wants to, have more little carte blanche off there, defend a little bit. But he's been showing a little job on rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been good off there. I like the rotation where it is. Nader's had perhaps his two best most consistent games in a row in conference play. And Matt Thomas scored 3 points last night, but he made that big three in the corner. He made a big three against West Virginia. He's maybe not at the level of the other bench guys yet, but you're seeing some progress there.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, of course, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems here on 1460 KXNO. Chris Williams and Brent Bloom are with you here for the next hour. The Jameel McKay free throw statistics, Brent, I don't think we can make a big enough deal out of. 13 of 18 last night. I believe he was 8 of 9 on Saturday.
9 of 10?
Or 9 of 10 against West Virginia, whatever. It's a total new dimension for that team if McKay's making free throws, because I think the first couple of weeks of his career at Iowa State, it's a deal where, the opposition fouls him. It's as good as a turnover. Now, if he's going to – because he's going to go to the line a lot.
Absolutely.
He's attacking. He's doing exactly what Fred Hoiberg asked of him. And if you're going to put him on the line, he's proven the last two games that he can punish you. It's a whole new aspect of that offense.
And if he's going to get 9 offensive rebounds in a game like he did last night, he was so good. The free throws are one thing. His impact on defense, I think it's the best defensive game by a big guy since Kelvin Cato in the NCAA tournament in 97. He was that good. He controlled everything. He was blocking shots for one, which, you see that. You see the rebounds. His rotations, though, when he would be put on LeBron Nash, Nash made a couple amazing shots over his length that you just tipped your cap. But there was one play in the second half where McKay went out and challenged a shooter at the three-point line, then ran all the way in and out jumped Cobbins for a rebound. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh my gosh, like this guy is playing out of his mind. And if he's making free throws, he only makes 2 field goals, yet you felt that he was Iowa State's best offense at times, because he was. And if he's shooting over 70%, that's great. And he's going to make some of those and ones as well. Mm-hmm. He doesn't quite have the strength yet to finish all of those. You can't complain, though, with his offense putting up 17 and 14 on the road against a ranked team. And by the way, one of the best big guys in Michael Cobbins had something to do with that.
Well, and you win the game, and it's a deal, Brent, where George Niang has 9. What did Naz Long have? 5?
5-ish.
I mean, those are the guys at the beginning of the year, like, okay, who can you count on? Those are the first two guys you come up with for Iowa State. And you're winning, this is the deal. When Niang has 9, the fact that you still have a chance to win is impressive. The fact that you can pull it off because of the good depth, Abdul Nader is another guy. You want to talk about a guy buying into his role?
Yep.
Abdul Nader's that guy. Dustin Hogue's game has advanced. I mean, the three that he hit last night, was there a bigger play in the game? Was there a bigger individual play in that basketball game than Hogue's three?
It's either that or it's Niang's 2 straight buckets in the final stretch.
Niang,
as well.
That little isolation there at the end was unbelievable. But one, because everybody knew it was coming. Two, because it's Niang. He's not exactly what I would call it. This is not Juwan Staten carving up a defense right there. It was just a clutch play.
That's 2 closing plays. He did the same thing at West Virginia. Remember that left-handed scoop off the glass? That closed that game down as well. So the closer came through when Iowa State needed it. But, Hogue making that shot, if he misses that, I don't know if Iowa State wins that game.
Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline right now, Brent. 515-284-5966. David is on the line, wants to talk about last night's Iowa State win. What's up, David?
Hey, good evening. Hey, congrats, Chris.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it, man.
Good times, man. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Hey.
I already do. It's great.
There you go. It's awesome. Change your world. The game last night, at halftime, I'm looking at the stats, and I'm thinking, we are killing these guys on the boards. How are we not up by 15? Granted, I know they had the 3 points. The 3-point shots were just draining for them, but I couldn't help but think, if that was the other way around, it would have been us being killed with the rebounds being where they were. McKay was just – the guy's an animal. That said, where did Niang go the first half? I mean, did you guys really watch that to see what was keeping him from being the force he normally is? And I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
It's a good question, Dave. I think more than anything, the fouls hindered him. He picked up a foul early, and he loses some aggressiveness once he gets a foul. And he's always had problems with LeBron Nash.
He's one of the
guys in the conference that has the athleticism and the length to disrupt him, and he's quick enough to stay with George. Nash always gives him problems. That's what was so impressive in that final 2 minutes, that Niang made 2 plays against both Nash and Cobbins. Keep in mind now, Oklahoma State is top 20 in the nation in defensive efficiency. That's a really good defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't surprise me that Iowa State had some problems scoring against them, and namely Niang, who has always had problems with him. But it came when it mattered, And George being held scoreless for a half probably won't happen again this year. And that happens in basketball, but luckily he made the plays when it counted.
Points in the paint last night, Iowa State 34, Oklahoma State 14. Second chance points, Iowa State 21, Oklahoma State 6. It's got Jameel McKay written all over
it. It is. It's, if that game's before he's eligible, they lose by 15. They really do. He was that much of a game changer. He was worth 15 to 30 points last night.
And he had four blocks, but I would like to go back, and actually I'd like to ask Coach Cornell Mann about this on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Coach, welcome to the program. We're talking about Jameel McKay's big night last night for you. He had four blocks. I would like to go back and look at the tape and see how many shots he affected that did not show up in the box score, because I can think of at least two or three off the top of my head where, you know, McKay really impacted it and maybe even saved a couple of points from being scored. Is that what you guys saw when you went back and looked at tape too?
Well, yeah, and you know what? His activity level, aside from his length, his activity level is so high-powered that your jump shot is not even safe. You see what I'm saying?
He blocked, absolutely.
He blocked a big-time jump shot, and so he's altering shots inside in the paint. But he's also making you think twice if he's around and you're taking a jump shot. And so his ability to affect the offensive mindset of players on the opposing teams is real.
Well, you're exactly right, Coach. And Brent and I were just discussing. Brent, who's a bit of an Iowa State history savant, he thinks that was the best game by an Iowa State big man since – Kelvin Cato. Yeah, defensively.
He's everywhere.
Since Kelvin Cato back in 1997. Are we making too big of a deal out of this? Because I agree with Brent. That's since I've been covering this program for 10 years, that I've never seen quite anything like what Jameel was able to do last night.
Well, let me say this. You guys are more of the experts on this situation than I am, because you've been here and been around longer than me, and been entrenched in watching these guys play. And so I'd say that's probably correct and legitimate. And again, his activity level is so at another level that, you know, he's able to. I'm using this name loosely, so let's not lose himself.
Sure.
But he has a Dennis Rodman-esque type activity level, where he's capable of defending, helping alter shots, and that, and then when we do secure the rebound, whether it's him that secure the rebound or someone else secure the rebound or the ball of being a 50-50 ball or loose ball, then he's also the guy that's beating everybody down the floor at the offensive end, you know. And so along with it, with what you guys are saying defensively, and it's real, again, it's real, but his activity level is what, to me, pushes him above a lot of other players, whether it's players in the history of Iowa State and or players in the league now. It's just his activity level and his ability to alter shots and then go from one end to the other end is incredible.
Coach, over the last 4 years, it seems that your guys' club gets better once you get to late February and into March. Are we starting to see this team reach that potential peak that we've seen in past years of Hoiberg's teams?
I think it's fair to say that, to be honest with you. I think when you have a program like Coach has put together where you take transfers, then I think it's fair to give some time to get that thing done. And to be honest with you, of course, we'd like it to happen right away. And in other cases, at other places, guys are taking transfers and to the point where they don't ever get to that point. Mm-hmm. And so right now, yes, I would say that we are at the point where we're starting to move into the same situation as we did last year, except for last year it happened a little quicker. But now I think guys are settled more into the roles. I think everybody is on the same page. I think our guys are closer and more understanding of each other and personalities are meshing, and they understand exactly what Coach Hoiberg wants from them. And I think, like, the one thing last night that was very different from any other game this year was the conversation from the players to each other and the type of things that were said in the huddles. And more guys are actually talking and saying not only positive things, but things that are helpful to each other to get the guys on the floor, whether it's guys on the bench or guys huddling on the floor. They are using the positive encouragement, the type of language and terminology that would have a teammate play at a higher level and or excel at the time. I mean, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
Iowa State assistant coach Cornell Mann joins us on the Hy-Vee hotline, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Coach, final question from me. I watched this this YouTube video that John Walters put together of Deontay Burton and his dunks. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the video, but man, it was an eye opener for me. I knew you guys had a solid kid on the scout team there, but his athleticism is off the charts to me. Where's he at as far as dunkers? We all love us fans of the game. We all love guys who can dunk. Is he the best dunker that's been at Iowa State since you've been on the coaching staff?
Yes, he's definitely the best dunker. He's probably fair to say the most explosive player. He can go from 0 to 100 real quick, and he has a lot of an extreme bounce, and he's long. And so once he uses athleticism to get in the air, he also has the ability to use his length to finish and finish dunks and have them be more creative. And, I mean, he's explosive enough to have people get out of the way. Like, I mean, he's at my end on the perimeter, and I broke the pad out today. And then, you know, guys drive, and I'll hit them with the pad. And, you know, but if they come really hard and attack the rim, then I better move out the way. And so he makes me move out the way all the time. And he has the ability to do it in traffic. He can explode in traffic and finish in traffic. And I did not see the piece as of yet, but I have seen him in practice, and mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's I mean he is maybe one of the most I've ever been around. There's only been a couple other guys that I've been around. Chris Wright from the University of Dayton was he played in the NBA for a little bit, and he was very explosive and that, but he was also 6'8".
Right,
and Deontay isn't. He's very explosive and can dunk and enjoy dunking, and I think he's going to enjoy dunking on people.
Coach, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and please travel to Texas safely this weekend, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Cornell Mann from the Iowa State Cyclones, let him off of the Hy-Vee hotline.
Burton's 6'4".
Yeah.
But his wingspan?
What is it?
7 foot.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why...
Yeah,
he's 6'4", but he plays like he's a 6'8" dude.
What was Deontay Garrett's wingspan? Do we know?
He was like 6'9".
Yeah.
This guy.
Because, I mean, Deontay was 6'4", too. He's a,
right.
But Burton is just shaped so differently.
His hands are massive.
Yeah.
He's a guard. I think he slides, though, more into a Dustin Hogue type role.
Yeah, he's the guy who replaces Dustin Hogue next year.
Yeah, that's.
That's how I view this.
And it'll be interesting. I know this season's got plenty to play for, but...
Well, but it's interesting. People want to know about Burton. He's a big piece to next year's team.
With Nader back, you've got Burton coming in. You've got Matt Thomas back. You've got Naz Long back. There's some... I'm curious to see who plays where. Of course, George is there, too. McKay's there. So there's your 5 and 4. But you could play Burton at the 3, and you'd be fine, like in the Hogue role.
Mm-hmm.
But you could put Nader there, too. So... I don't know how that's all going to break down. It's good to have a 6'4" guy, 250 pounds. Just Google Deontay Burton dunk Marquette.
Oh,
he had one last year
against Samford.
That was absolutely insane. It was nutty.
I don't remember when that happened, but that had to be like top play of the night on SportsCenter.
He absolutely destroyed about 3 defenders from 8 feet out.
I actually made a note on that for the Sports Fanatics today. which, shameless plug, you can hear each and every weekday from 4 to 7 on KXNO.
I'm with you tomorrow on that, aren't
you?
I?
Are. Are you in?
Yeah.
Verbal? Solid verbal?
I'll sign my letter of intent.
At the 325 mark of that video that I talked about, the John Walters video, it's on our front page right now at PsychOneFanatic.com. The 325 mark of that is that dunk that you're talking about. If you're going on there, it's unbelievable.
It is. That's almost a felony in some states, what he did to those three kids.
So, you know, my wife just gave birth.
Congratulations for that, by the way, publicly.
Thank you very much.
How's
your Uncle Brent?
You getting some sleep?
No. Well, it's interesting to me. So we have little Cammy. She joins us. And
on Sunday.
Yeah, well, no, actually it was Monday. She was
Monday.
Born just after midnight.
Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I get this, you know, I'm kind of trying to catch up with work, and I see that the our friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center have updated their ad on PsychOneFanatic.com. And the ad, there's a picture of a minivan. Which I'm not a minivan guy. I drive a truck.
Okay.
You know, I.
Can you transport a baby in a truck?
Oh, yeah. I got a spot for the car seat and a spot for Dirks.
I've always wanted that.
Yeah, we're good. So
Dirks is your dog.
Dirks is my dog, yeah. So we've got the picture of the minivan, the Iowa Clinic Men's Center logo, and then it says, vasectomies prevent minivans. It's great. So basically, it's hey, Williams, unless you want to be driving around a minivan, you better get snipped.
One, you can do a truck.
One, I can have my truck.
Two, maybe a truck.
Two, I'd have to go to the full-size Tundra.
Three, a minivan.
I'd have to go to the full-size Tundra with two. Three, I don't know how I'm going to combat not getting the minivan. Maybe we get a bigger Toyota Highlander. I don't know. But check them out, Iowa Clinic Men's Center. It is vasectomy season.
March Madness.
March Madness. If you're going to get snipped, do it so you can chill and watch the first 2 days of the tournament. Iowa Clinic Men's Center, IAMenCenter.com.
You can probably schedule it now.
Schedule it now.
And then you're ready. Because that's 4 weeks from today.
Yeah. Get it done. Phil's got a vasectomy on the radio last year, for crying out loud. 515-875-9801. Back with more Psych 1 Fanatic Radio Show. We're presented by Goal Center Basketball Systems right after this on 1460 KXNO.
The best fan base in basketball deserves the best offer in basketball. And now, Cyclone Fanatics can bring on spring with an exclusive offer from Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Through the end of the month, take advantage of an exclusive Goal Setter Cyclone Fanatic offer. Purchase the Goal Setter All-Star in-ground basketball hoop and receive a free, officially licensed Iowa State Cyclone pole pad, Cyclone backboard decal, backboard pad, and free delivery. A total value of more than $500. This offer is only available via CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa. Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that Dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Interesting bumper here. Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio, Goal Setter Basketball System.
Well, this is the
what is this,
the theme song from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, there's music that went with that movie?
Believe it or not.
I was just...
This is the number one song on Spotify right now.
On Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify.
But Pandora?
We're lucky to have Rob Gray with us right now. We also have CF Sales Director Adam Gray in the house. So we just need 48 more shades.
Bloom's been sitting on that one for a while.
We're almost there, and you actually went to that film.
The film or filth, which would...
Like it was a bore.
The thing about that movie is, you know, there was so much made of it being, like, just disgusting, right?
Yep.
I've seen twice as dirty movies as that with my mom, okay? Like, I watched Step Brothers with my in-laws one time. Like, you know, and he's like...
Yeah.
There's a lot in Step Brothers.
There is. There's some stuff there.
I mean, one, the movie sucked. Should have been called 50 Shades of Suck,
because
it was terrible. But it wasn't that risque. I mean, it was just weird.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Just heard the song.
Anyways, Rob Gray, senior writer, grizzled veteran of the journalism industry.
The movie was not about you.
CycloneFanatic.com.
Yeah, I'm a lot more mild-mannered.
Yeah, that's good.
That kind of stuff.
Hey, Iowa State had media availability today, coming off of a big win last night at Oklahoma State. What was the mood like, Rob? Jubilant? Focused? How would you describe what went down today with Fred Hoiberg and the boys?
I'd say it was a subdued mood.
Subdued? That was not what I expected you to say.
There was not, I mean, I think to some degree they felt, that, and Monte Morris referenced, you know, he sees what's written nationally, locally, you know, about, oh, this team's, you know, really good at home, can't win on the road. It was more like a monkey off their back kind of feeling than a, you know, clearly they were very pleased, and Coach Hoiberg talked about the way that they went about winning that game by, you know, really playing for each other, staying together, staying engaged, even when on the bench. He said George was fantastic in that way. But guys like Abdel Nader, Bryce DeJohn Jones, also doing the same thing, really helping to still provide energy, still provide leadership when they weren't on the floor. So that was clearly their best game in that regard, and it needed to happen. So I know they feel very good about themselves, but as Fred always likes to say, you don't want to get too high or too low.
Yeah, and that anytime you're going on the road, that's important. Brent, I think it's an interesting – we all knew it was going to be an interesting week.
Sure.
I thought all along that winning at Texas would be more difficult than winning at Oklahoma State, just based off of the matchup more than anything. But, man, gentlemen, I mean, Rick Barnes' team. I mean, if Iowa State could somehow win that, think about this. Texas could play on the first night of the Big 12 tournament this year. They're entering that territory.
Well, they would right now if the season ended, wouldn't they?
Correct.
Where are they? I think they're seventh. Are they seventh?
And which would put them on.
It would be the first day.
Yeah. Bloom.
Which, that would not be a fun quarterfinal matchup if Iowa State's a two seed. What? If you know what I'm saying there.
It would be horrible.
That would be really,
it'd be horrible. But
yeah, they're the seven seed right now.
Texas is.
Yeah.
But and I think that's what makes it sneaky, though, because, like, for us to sit here, and I think for anybody to feel very confident in that, Iowa State can win the game. I don't think they'll be favored.
They won't be favored.
No, they'll be, like, what, a 2-3-point dog?
I'd go higher.
4-5? Four or 5-point underdog?
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you said that, though, Rob. They need to be focus. I mean, just, you cannot take Texas being the seventh place team in the Big 12 for granted, because I think it's a much more dire game than that, than what their record would lead you to believe.
And if you look at their numbers, they've had some really unfortunate losses this year. They had Oklahoma beat in Norman, and then they choked away an 8-point lead with 3 minutes left, which should never happen. It did happen to them, though. They still lead the nation in block shots. If you were to ask 9 people or 10 people, 9 of them say Kentucky leads the nation in block shots. Texas averages one more block shot a game more than Kentucky does. They're first in the nation. They never foul you. They still have all those guys. Their problem is not defensively. It's on offense. They have not been able to hit water when they've fallen out of a boat. And Jonathan Holmes, since he had the head injury, has just been awful. They need him to get going. He's 3 of his last 15 from the floor in his last 4 games. Just been terrible offensively. However, we know he can do it. He did it up in Ames, mm-hmm. where he scored 16 points. They're a scary team. They still have the talent, if everything's right, to be a top 10 team in the nation.
Texas,
they're that good,
yeah.
With talent-wise. It's just they haven't put the pieces together yet.
They're a team, Rob, I feel like Texas, if they're, let's just say, I'd just throw out there, like a 10 seed in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. No.
That's a team that could make a run to an Elite Eight with a double-digit seed.
Sure.
Do you agree with that?
No, I totally agree. And, I mean, Miles Turner is the guy that just jumps
awesome.
Off the page. I mean, why they don't just decide to go Taylor, Turner pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
And then, okay, they're covered up well. If the spacing's right to hit a Felix or something, you know, for an outside shot, or if Holmes gets a little something going, fine. But those guys are so dynamic. I don't know. Coach Hoiberg said today, Taylor's as fast with the ball as anybody got in the league and maybe beyond. And then Turner, I mean, his all-around game is spectacular. So I don't get the way they're going about things on offense.
I think they've started to figure that out, though. In the last 2 games, Turner's averaging 19.5 points, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks. So he's starting to get the offense run through him, and it's picking up a little bit. How they lost that Oklahoma game. He was so good. Turner was good all game. They just blew it late in Norman. They should have won that game. They should have won a couple other games this year. And if Holmes starts making shots, they're absolutely as talented as anybody in the Big 12. They'd be a nightmare matchup for somebody if they're hot.
Absolutely. Quickly, before we get to Billy Finley on the Hy-Vee hotline, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Glenn Waterhouse. So we've already covered little Cammy showed up.
We're going with Cammy?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's not the name. It's Cameron.
Yeah, but I call her a little Cammy.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to make
sure.
Call
her name is Cameron.
Okay.
But that's what I call her.
Okay.
I mean, she's a little girl. You got to come up with a little pet name for her, don't you?
I'm just going to do C-Dub. It's the same initial.
C-Dub would be good, yeah. But, you know, so text my guy Glenn Waterhouse, day of the birth. A little life insurance policy for her. She's locked and loaded. Guaranteed. That's the type of service.
Day of.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's the type of service you get from Glenn Waterhouse, glennwaterhouse.com, State Farm Insurance. It'll give you his cell phone number, and bam, you know, send him a text. Hey, Glenn, this is her name. This is what we got to do. Let's lock it up.
Done.
Game on. It's all over. Glenn Waterhouse, former Cyclone, glennwaterhouse.com. Buy your insurance. There's a million options out there. You may as well do it from a Cyclone. and a guy who supports CycloneFanatic.com keeps us in your lives for absolutely free. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline and talk with our good friend, Billy Finley from the Iowa State Women's Basketball Program, assistant coach. Billy, it was a hell of a win the other night, my friend. Congratulations. That was Bloom and I were watching it from a hospital room. Bloom was holding my daughter and doing play-by-play, and I told him to stop because back in the day, Bloom was unconscious for you guys. Every game he would call, you would win. It's kind of been the opposite. It's like the reverse Bloom jinx going on with you guys. You get Fellingham back, and you beat Oklahoma. Great win the other night.
Yeah, you're right, Chris. It was great. And honestly, the best part of the whole win was getting your text late that night that you had the chance to watch that with your new little one. So first and foremost, congrats on that.
Thank you.
I know how awesome that is. So that's the best part about that game was getting that text message. And, you know, Bloom had a rough stretch for us, but, you know, we'll give him another crack at some point. I'm not sure. At least spring training started today for the Cardinals, so he and I can rejoice in that. But it was a huge game for us, as you guys know. And if it wouldn't have come out our way, Lord knows what we'd be talking about right now. But luckily it did, and we're moving on. And hopefully can get this thing turned the other way and win a few in a row.
Billy, I know throughout that rough stretch, you guys just needed some offense from somewhere, anywhere besides Nikki Moody. She was great again on Tuesday night. Just speak to your other two seniors, though, Williamson and Ellis, who were just all over the place and fantastic for you.
Yeah, you're right, Brent. I know, in this league, you got to have more than one scorer, and that's the one thing that we really struggled with. And Kidd and Bryn have done it sporadically. And when they're not doing it, and unfortunately not doing it at the same time, we have a hard time scoring, as most people would in this league, and without much of an option on the bench with Jada Buckley being hurt. So just to see those guys play well, and most importantly the seniors, and, you know, Fallon, it doesn't get much notoriety. You know, Bryn got her 1,000-point ball before the game, and Nikki's always getting plenty of pub. But no, Fallon is kind of the forgotten senior. For her to go out and get 14 rebounds and 25 minutes against the top 25 team was huge. We needed every single one of those, and she played great. Obviously, Bryn and Nikki played really well as well. So it was a huge night for those guys when we needed it the most, and that's what we talked about after the game, is they delivered when we needed it the most, and really proud of them.
Hey, Billy, you brought up Fallon Ellis. I think it's a shame that she's the forgotten one because, I could make an argument. I think if I break down your guys' conference season, you're two or three wins less,
right,
without Fallon Ellis. She's been, I think, integral and maybe the most consistent of your seniors this year.
No, I think you're right. I don't think too many people could argue with that. She when she has her moments, when she has her opportunities, she's done exactly that. And it's tough in this league, to find a ton of minutes back for a 5'11 post player. At some point, we got to put somebody in with some size, even if they're not as productive, just to change things up a little bit. But to get her in there, she can spread the court. She's knocked down some threes for us. She can take somebody off the bounce if they are a little bit bigger. So, and she gets in there and she battles. Nobody's going to outwork her, and we know that down there. And she absolutely held her own the other night and then some. And it's great for her because she wants it so bad, and she works just as hard as anybody. And for her to have to come out of the game, she fouled out in overtime at the time, was a little bit worrisome with about 2.5 left, but the crowd gave her a standing ovation, and just hasn't had enough opportunities like that, even though I think I agree with you, she probably should have.
Coach, four games left on the schedule. Big one on Saturday in Morgantown. You beat West Virginia handily in Ames about a week and a half ago. How critical is this one in Morgantown? Because I know you're looking ahead at the schedule, and you still have Baylor one more time at home. It's at home, yes, but you need to get a couple more wins to lock up that ninth straight NCAA tournament.
Yeah, Brent, I mean, at this time of year, you kind of sit there and you look at seeding for the Big 12 tournament. You start counting your wins. You start looking at okay, other leagues and RPI and all that stuff. And you're right. We still got some work to do, no doubt about that. And when you've already beaten a team at home handily, you got to figure that you got a chance to go down there and win. They're struggling to score right now, which is probably good for us because, you know, as good as anybody, we've done that recently. But, you know, I think they're a great defensive team, but a team that has struggled to score. We guarded them really, really well here when we needed to, coming off of three straight losses, played a complete game here at Hilton, and we're up 25 late. But like you said, we still we got four games left. We got Tech coming here, who we should be more than ready to play that game after yep. the egg we laid down there. You know, you get Baylor, who's, I figured this out yesterday, 72-3 in the last five seasons in the Big 12. 72-3. So, you know, you take your shot there, but I don't think anybody's going to count that one. And then you go to Kansas, who, you know, is a winnable game, but on senior night, blah, blah, blah. So, like you said, it's impossible to try to figure out the seeding for the Big 12 tournament, let alone an NCAA tournament. So we got some work to do. We had a great day of practice today. It was nice to play on Tuesday, give our kids yesterday off. We came back ready to rock, and we know it's a winnable game. All of them are winnable, and all of them are losable at this point. So if we play as well as we can, I'll take our chance against anybody.
Billy, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it, and best of luck on Saturday. Travel safely, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Billy Finn will be letting him off of the Hy-Vee hotline.
It's an early morning game. It's 11 o'clock or on Saturday.
11 here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, noon there.
Yeah.
Noon there. So you could do the double dip.
Yeah, it's
11.
Good. Yep.
And then the men are at 1 against Texas, so.
Women's basketball, Iowa State, you can hear.
Be right here. 10:30.
On KXNO.
Donuts and Fellingham.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Rob Gray is here, our senior grizzled veteran journalist at CycloneFanatic.com. Brent Bloom's here as well. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny.
Got that Big Ten special tonight.
Yep, we got Rutgers and the Hawks coming up. We've got the duels at Daytona that I'm glad are not on because I've got the DVR rolling. And I'm going to have to stay off it because it's a suspenseful night. The NASCAR.
Why does it matter? It's not even a real.
What do you mean
race?
It's not real?
Well, it doesn't have any impact on anything, does it?
Yes.
With
it sets
pole,
the starting
the
lineup
position.
For the Daytona 500.
Does that matter?
What do you mean, does it matter?
Are you at that much of an advantage if you're in the top 10?
Yes.
Is there? I would like to know the KenPom stats on that.
At Daytona, it's not as big of a deal as
that's
like
I thought.
At Martinsdale.
See,
Rob, you're a motorsports savant.
No, I'd agree with Brent there.
Brent doesn't know
Daytona,
what he's
doing. Talladega.
He just closed his eyes and threw a dart, and he happened to hit a 20. That's all he did right there. He has
right.
no idea.
Martinsville, Richmond. I mean, yeah, the higher like, up the grid, the better. But here you could start middle
like,
of the pack and.
It would be like me going to state wrestling and trying to make like an intelligent like some analysis. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
We've seen pit strategy take teams that out, pretty much at the back of the pack at Daytona too, and some of these races.
Bloom, will you be
what's
watching?
What's the play-by-play guy? Mike Page.
Mike
or something?
Joy.
Mike Joy.
Don't you dare say something negative.
No,
about
I'm taking
Mike
his
Joy.
Job.
Ooh, that's bold.
Very bold.
Look at Tony Stewart pass
could you imagine,
Landon Castle.
Could you imagine Bloom and Darrell Waltrip doing a broadcast, boogity, 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 and then Bloom's just over there rolling his eyes at the legend?
I'd pay to see that. At least say $9.95.
Does he still do the boogity, boogity, boogity thing?
Let's go racing, sure. boys. Absolutely.
And people
does.
Still buy it?
It's a trademark. It's a, yeah. it's a catchphrase. I mean,
know.
It's.
I'm not huge on it.
Who's the next great NASCAR color analyst?
Oh, that's interesting.
Jeff Gordon?
I think actually Jeff Gordon could do a decent job. If Steve Letarte, former crew chief of Dale Earnhardt Jr., would be in the mix.
All right. When we come back, we're talking the NBA trade deadline.
The what?
My gosh.
That foreign guy from Phoenix, where's he going?
Yeah, he went to Miami.
Oh, it happened.
Yeah.
It's done.
Traded. For Justin Hamilton.
Oh, Big Ham.
And many others.
Big Ham. So,
Big Ham got moved.
That he'll be teaming up with LeBron down there in South Beach then.
Okay.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. We're live here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Back right after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, Fanatics, it's Chris Williams here on behalf of our newest sponsor at CycloneFanatic.com, Goal Setter Basketball System. Goal Setter Basketball Systems are made right here in Iowa, and we want to share a special offer with you. Available only at CycloneFanatic.com, you can get a sweet Iowa State custom package. Buy a Goal Setter All-Star in-ground system, and you get a free, officially licensed Cyclone pole pad, a backboard edge pad, and a backboard decal. Oh, there's free delivery, too. That special package is worth more than $500. So you know what to do, but show them what the Cyclone Fanatic fan base does. Find all the other offer details, and you can buy online exclusively at CycloneFanatic.com. Bring on spring with Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Dove Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank, the right people, the right process, period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Thanks, Coach Fenley. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented as always by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Hey, doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, a high school athlete, maybe you're a pro out there. Maybe we have like an Iowa Cub listening to us right now. You're going to get hurt every now and then. 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics, Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine is going to get you the personalized care, and you deserve it. The Clive Clinic, their state-of-the-art facilities, got imaging, physical therapy, rehab, personal physicians will get you back in the game. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today,
at 515-440-2676 or visit them on the web at dsmcapitalortho.com. Iowa State, Texas coming up on Saturday. Rob Gray, I kind of said this earlier to start our conversation that I had a better feeling about Iowa State, Oklahoma State. I really thought they would win that game last night. I truly did. I liked the matchup. I think they can win on Saturday. I don't necessarily know if I think that they will. How do you – not even asking for a prediction, but, I mean, what type of what are you expecting from this Iowa State-Texas game on Saturday?
I'm expecting it to be a great game. You know, the really intriguing thing to me is Jamil McKay continuing to emerge. And he surprised me with his – how smooth he is with some of his moves in the lane. Now, Texas has a bunch of guys it can throw at you. Unlike, you know, Oklahoma State, it was pretty much Cobbin, so they neutralized. Yep. And, you know, Nash can bother some people, but he's not a big guy like, you know, when you're talking Turner, Ridley, Prince, eBay.
That's a blast from the past.
Still on the team. eBay.
Okay, who was I thinking of? Who was the guy from, like, 4 years ago?
They had another guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
but eBay's still on the
team. Yeah, okay.
He hasn't played.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people, certainly Texas fans,
wonder why
he plays at all.
There was a guy like 4 years ago who had a hyphenated name. Whatever.
But, yeah,
we don't need to waste their time
on that. Is he going to – I mean, he's playing at such – McKay's playing at such a high level now.
Can he
occupy some of those guys? Yeah. You know, to go from a 17-14 to 9 offensive boards against Oklahoma State was incredible. So it shows that he's – and he talked about it today, being more selective in his shot blocking. But, you know, Coach Hoiberg said he used to sort of go after everything, and it really exposed them on the offensive glass. Now being more selective – it's allowing them to get more of those offensive rebounds, and that's going to be huge.
Something to watch. Texas played zone against Iowa State the first time around.
Yep.
Which
that's what they do.
Not always, though.
Well, against Iowa State.
It was very baffling because Iowa State shredded that thing. It was – so here's
well, – Niang kept getting in the middle and carving it up.
Here's your stat of the program. Texas has given up more than 44% shooting 2 times all year. So 44% is pretty average.
Mm-hmm.
They've given up more than 44 2 times as all in their 25 games. One of them was to Baylor. They shot 47%. Iowa State shot 54% of Ames, which is a massive, massive offensive number.
They won't do that.
I don't think they can do that again.
No.
So that's why McKay has to be – it's not even the points for him. He has to rebound the heck out of the ball. Texas lives on the offensive glass. They're not a great shooting team. If Iowa State gets annihilated on the boards, they're going to lose. They have to hold their own, be within 5 to 10 there. And I know the offensive rebound percentage, totals aren't everything. They just cannot lose the second chance points by a huge number and hope that Texas isn't making shots. Because I would be really surprised if this game gets into the 70s. If Iowa State gets to 70, they win.
If Iowa State gets to 70, they win?
Yes.
You heard it here first. Brent Bloom on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Yeah, I just the 54% thing you brought up, and that's what kind of worries me about Saturday. Because I mean, Iowa State that game was weird because it wasn't really as close as the score would lead
you to
believe. But you know, they shot that well at home and still really had to sweat it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people leaving at Hilton.
It was a 20-point game.
And then they. You know, they're all, like, standing around the corridor because all of a sudden, like, Texas was unbelievable that last 3 minutes. I mean, Iowa State wasn't great, but.
Felix was out of his mind.
Yeah, he's making shots. He's hitting shots from the Pioneer sign.
Yeah, fall away.
Which, this is not Phil Forte we're talking about here. But, no, it scares me from the matchup standpoint, all that stuff that we've talked about with Texas. But I really like where Iowa State is at as a team right now.
I do, too. If they lose, though. It's not the end of the world.
No.
This is a same thing that you talked about on the show earlier on your Fanatic show, which I'm enjoying immensely.
Thank you.
Iowa State's losses on the road aren't bad in and of themselves, except for the Texas Tech game, which was terrible. That's a terrible loss. And you know what? Quite frankly, it may cost Iowa State a share of the Big 12 title. Whatever. The Oklahoma, Kansas, Baylor losses aren't bad. A loss to Texas on the road would not be a bad thing. I do think Iowa State can win. If they lose one or two games the rest of the way, they'll still be a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. and then everything's still on the table.
I think the biggest thing
you got to avoid that four seed line, though.
Yeah, that and I think that's the case in the Big 12 too. I mean, because I don't think you want Kansas in the semis in Kansas City. I mean, they can win that game, no question about it. But that's what I'm looking at now. Like, if Iowa State is in the conversation, Rob, in the final weekend to win the Big 12 regular season, to me, that's a bonus. I'm not really – when you lose at Texas Tech, I mean, they've done enough to play themselves out of it too.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to get help, clearly. But that's an afterthought to me right now. It's just a big bonus. I'm looking at Iowa State. How does this team ramp up to March to make that magical run? That's what I have an eye on.
Well, and Monte Morris said it today that he's – and I believe he told reporters after the game, if they win out, he feels they've got a shot to share the conference title. Now, winning out is a pretty tall order in and of itself.
Baylor at home? I mean, there's some tough games.
There are. Baylor's never won in Ames.
Dude, the TCU game scares me more than anything.
In that high school gym.
Yeah.
I would rather throw Iowa State in Allen Fieldhouse than a high school gym with 20 people watching, just based off of how this team responds. You can lull them to sleep.
I don't know if I'd rather throw them at Allen Fieldhouse over any place. But nonetheless, I think one of the things I take from last night.
You and your sensible comments, Rob. Come on. You know what I mean.
I'm just boring. Anyway, I can't say this. Last night, they shot 39%. And because they dominated the boards, pulled it out. I think that's, in a strange way, a very good sign. Obviously, the really good sign is that they obliterated another team in the offensive glass, which doesn't happen a whole lot. But,
yeah. You
know, how many times can you shoot 39% back-to-back?
You hear the music. Another Thirsty Thursday here at Benchwarmers has come to an end. Bloom, you're going to join me on KXNO at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Looking forward to
it. Looking forward to that. Rob Gray will read your work tonight, tomorrow, whenever you get it done, at CycloneFanatic.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our friends at Goal Center Basketball Systems. Cornell man Billy Finley podcast will be up momentarily at Cyclo Fanatic. So long.
I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same, that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.